Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here on the front porch, we find Mr. Victor Gook all by himself. Vic is swinging gently in the swing and leafing languidly through the newspaper. And at this moment, the screen door opens. Listen.
Oh, out here, are you?
You hit the nail right on the head, Dr. Sleech. I'm out here.
Oh, I didn't know it was what you'd skipped over to knee suffers.
Nope.
Hey, it's getting cooler.
Yeah.
There's a kind of halfway smell of rain in the air.
Paper State's rained for tonight.
All right, then, move over.
Oh, I'm always moving over. Seems like I spend half my time moving over, trying to get sick and tired of it.
Why'd we ever buy such a skimpy, rotten little porch swing in the first place? Only two people can sit comfortable in it. We might have at least remembered there's three in the family.
Where's the rest of the family, by the way?
The rest of the family pulled off a swindle, I think.
Huh?
He and I were doing the dishes, me washing, him wiping. Bluetooth Johnson come up on the back porch and pushed his nose against the screen. Good evening, Miss Gook, he says. Rush, can I see you on a matter of the utmost importance? Well, Rush tossed his dish towel on the sink and says, I'm sure you'll excuse me, Mom.
You went away and never come back.
Exactly. I had to finish the dishes and clean the kitchen all by myself.
That man is a sly operator.
I'll sly operator him.
When he comes back, remind me to thrash him within an inch of his life. The indignities we've suffered at that rascal's
head. Good evening.
Who's that?
Sitting over on Elder's porch.
Yeah, I see the guy, but who is he?
Miss Elder's father. He's here on a visit from Dismal Seepage, Ohio.
Well, why does he sit that way? His legs hanging over the end of the porch swing.
That's the slightest notion.
Seems to me that...
He's an eccentric fella. He was a teacher before he retired. I met him this afternoon. Very pleasant old gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Miss Elders calls him?
Ralph?
Instead of Papa or Dad or Father, she calls him Professor. Professor, can't I bring you a cushion to sit on? Professor, there's a plate of solid peanuts in on the buffet. And when she's talking about him, she refers to him as the Professor. The Professor likes his eggs over easy at breakfast. The Professor can't stand to ride the train backwards.
Well, what's the idea?
Miss Elders is so proud he's a teacher, I guess.
Hmm.
Well, I guess it is going to rain. Lightning way over there. Say, speaking of Miss Elders, calling her father... Good evening.
You spoke to him once.
He attracted my attention. He waved.
Hmm.
Boy, getting cooler every minute.
Yeah. What did you start to say?
When?
Something about Mrs. Elders calling her father.
Oh, Miss Elders calling her father Professor reminds me of a silly new fad that's catching hold round town.
What's that?
Remember how irritated I got when Mr. Chinbunny received that fancy Ph.D. college degree and Frida commenced referring to him as the doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Other ladies are starting the stunt.
Referring to their husbands as the doctor?
No, not the doctor. Their own titles. For instance, Ms. Gulliver there on Mulberry Street's begun to call Raymond the superintendent. He's superintendent there in the streetcar barns, you know.
Uh-huh.
And Miss Donahue mentioned the engineer today.
Oh, sure.
I think that's silly, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, even Ruthie pulled off that... Good evening. What's eating him?
He waved again?
Yeah. Maybe he's waiting for you to speak.
I don't know him.
Well, speak anyway. Look how he's grinning and smirking. Go ahead and speak.
Hey, Nin.
Wonder why he sits in the porch swing that funny way, legs dangling over the end. Seems to me a professor that way.
Where'd he teach?
Country school.
Do they call country school teachers professors?
I guess so.
Huh.
Oh, I was going to tell you about...
Listen.
Huh?
Listen.
Ah, that'll cool things off.
The wind is...
Wide open. Upstairs, pantry, hallway, and all.
Hadn't I better go close them?
Oh, let's wait till the rain starts and then make a bash. I've always enjoyed doing that, ever since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
I figured out once why I enjoy waiting for the rain to start and then running to close the windows.
Mm-hmm.
When I was small, I used to be terrible scared of thunder and lightning. Probably because my mother was. It'd come up a storm and she'd just get panic-stricken and cry and carry on right in front of Beth and I. Of course, that would make us terrified, too. Well, the three of us would be trembling and apprehensive as a horse. Until the rain started, and that changed everything. Seemed like the rain took the curse off the thunder and lightning. Relieved us, don't you know? Instead of being miserable, we were all of a sudden happy. And we'd run to close the windows just laughing away. Funny, huh?
I remember one time...
Yeah, it was a handy flash of lightning.
Uh-huh.
I like thunder and lightning now.
One time when I was about 11 years old...
Ah, that'll cool things off.
Uh-huh.
What'd you start to say?
Oh, one time when I was about 11 years old, maybe younger, the family went to visit...
Good evening. What's the matter with him?
Maybe he's the original absent-minded professor. Maybe he forgets he's already spoken to it.
Well, I'm not going to pay any attention next time he beckons and smirks around.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to the ladies call their husbands by their different titles. Ruthie had the nerve to do that downtown in Yamilton's today.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
No.
We bumped into Miss Hawker's underwear. She was talking about the telegrapher. Her man sends messages back and forth there in the CNA depot, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, she was telling us what the telegrapher had said about something. Well, darned if that Ruthie didn't up and sing out a remark about the foreman.
Ruthie, you scalawag.
The foreman's had to put in considerable overtime lately, she said.
Well,
she was ashamed. She said it the minute the words got out of her mouth. Stared at me so sheepish. The foreman. Frida Chin Bunny started all that. Miss Montgomery there on East Walnut's kind of hard up for a title to call her husband. She refers to him as the cornetist. See, he don't work, and she can't hardly call him the loafer, so she calls him the cornetist because he plays in the sewage disposal workers' band.
Mm. How'd you refer to me?
I didn't refer to you at all. I think that's a terrible, idiotic business. The doctor, the foreman, the telegrapher, the cornetist.
Would you refer to me as the chief if you referred to me?
No.
I'm the chief accountant, am I not?
Very likely. But you won't catch me referring to you as any chief.
You could refer to me as the exalted Big Dipper. I bet that'd make your women chums eye.
Ooh, have a fine crack of thunder this time. Listen.
Hey.
Oh, shoot. I expect it'd be louder than that. Such a bright flash of lightning.
Then I better trot in and see about the windy?
Oh, let's wait till the rain starts and then dash.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm silly, huh?
Yeah.
Ruthie certainly felt silly today when she referred to Fred as the foreman. Glanced at me out of the corner of her eye so sheepish. I couldn't help smiling kind of halfway malicious. Sometimes.
Your pal across the street is making motions again.
Oh, ish.
Nodding and grinning to beat the band.
Look the other way.
I'd say offhand he was a lame brain.
No, he talked very refined and elegant this afternoon. I anticipate a pleasurable sojourn in your fair city, he says. You don't catch lame brains spilling off trash like that.
How long is he going to stay?
Couple of weeks.
I'm going to get a little tired of saying good evening if he plants himself out on the front porch every day.
Is he still waving?
More vigorously than ever before. You better salute him before he breaks his arm.
Oh, yes. Good evening.
Hmm. He's satisfied his craving for sociability a minute anyway. He's quit gesturating and settled down to dangling.
His elders was telling me...
Oh.
Ooh, now listen.
It ought to be a Lulu. I hope she rains all night. Nothing is so soothing and sleep-inducing as water pounding on the roof. Wonder if our little child will get caught in the storm.
That one can take care of himself. I'm sure you'll excuse me, Mom, said he, tossing his dish towel on the sink. Then he waltzed out the door and never come back.
He's a wicked boy.
I'll say, getting too big for his undershirt. One of these times I'm going to hit...
Hey!
That was a peach.
We need action, this
time. Yeah. That was better.
Hey!
You are like that in the rain?
Great.
All right, let's dash for the window.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you.